Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. My name's James Marley, and I'm joined by Blake Henricks from Firetrail and Junbei Liu from Tribeca. Great to have you on the show, folks.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
We're getting ready for reporting season, and it's going to be an odd one. It's the first time a lot of companies are going to go in not really knowing what their earnings are going to be. And so we're going to chat with our guests, find out what they're doing to prepare and what they think about some of the biggest sectors on the Australian market. Junbei, I'll start with you. First question, are you doing anything different for reporting season this year? How are you preparing for it?
Honestly, I think every reporting season you meant to do the same thing, that you meant to understand the business and understand where earnings are going to, where the earnings might come through and where the expectations are. Because share price movement essentially is about surprises, where the surprise on the upside, share price go higher, and surprise on the downside, share price goes lower. So that's something that you always have to do. Now, this reporting season will be very interesting because we are actually thinking that heading into it, it's looking actually reasonably positive. This is the thing that we're thinking because we have seen significant amount of earnings downgrade in the last couple of months because we don't know what the earnings look like. So analysts have gone very, very conservative. So heading into reporting season, it's actually important to work out which analysts have been too conservative on what sectors. And possibly you have quite a lot of upside for some of those companies.
Okay, interesting. Blake, are you taking whilst the earnings and the downgrades expectations have been perhaps a bit dour, the market's been having a bit of a raging old party. Are you in the same boat as Junbei? Have you been doing anything different going into earnings season?
Oh, listen, I think there's two things to think about this earnings season. JB's right on the EPS. You know, let's talk about DPS for a second. You know, typically ASX 200 pays out about 70% of earnings as dividends. Current expectations for about 60%. We actually think it'll be lower than that because if you're sitting on a board, you're not going to pay out too much money. You're going to protect that balance sheet. The second thing we're going to see is a lot more on cost cutting. You know, we've seen many companies saying this is an opportunity for structural rethinks, less office space, less people. And that's one thing you can control if you're a company. So lower divs, more cost out.
Are you expecting management teams to come to the table with clearer, not guidance necessarily on earnings, but more of a plan around what they are going to do, given this, we've been in this environment for 3 or 4 months? Have they had time to put together a more concrete plan?
I think what we'll get out of it is, you know, the companies who've held their guidance will probably, you know, potentially give guidance again. But that's only for the most defensive, because even some things that are typically defensive, toll roads where you give DPS forecasts, you're probably not going to give those. So I think when you're thinking about what management are going to do, they're going to give 6-week trading, say we're ready for a range of scenarios, and the market will say, gee, I wanted to know more about what's going to happen in the future.
Okay. All right. So two things we got there. Junbei is looking for those where the earnings expectations might be a bit downbeat. Blake's expecting dividends to get cut. Let's get into a couple of sectors. Junbei, start with you. Bullish, bearish on banks?
Can I stay neutral?
I don't see that on the show. That's right. No fence sitting.
No fence sitting, then I'll be just under the bullish tone because, look, I think outlook is not going to be great. The dividend has already been talked to. Dividend will be cut by the banks. Potentially being pushed out for another 6 months before we see any cash flow come through. And because there's such a bellwether of our economy, and we're in a recession. So, you know, the earnings not going to look great. But because they're cheap valuation and because of that stimulus the government has pledged and some of it has been spent and it looks like it's working quite well for some parts of the economy. So we do think its valuation is cheap enough. When things resume to normal, we do think it looks reasonably decent. But right now, it's probably slightly above neutral for me.
Okay. Blake, banks, are you bullish, bearish, closer to neutral?
I'll give you bearish, James. You know, bearish operating trends, you know, still competition, got to deal with the bad debts. But, you know, they are priced much better for the reality than they have been in the last 4 or 5 years. But I think the biggest question to ask is, you know, everyone's thinking about the banks, talking about bad debts. Are Australians going to be renovating their homes at a rate of knots while defaulting on their mortgages? Because something's got to give.
Well, one part of the market that's actually been relatively immune to the goings on of the coronavirus is the commodity sector, big part of the Australian market. Iron ore miners have been raging on. Gold's been a bright spot. Yep. Bullish or bearish on the outlook for the miners?
No, bullish, very bullish on the miners. Yeah, you've got really super strong balance sheets. You've got supply, which is really being withdrawn almost across the market. In Brazil, for iron ore, it's down. If you look at copper, it's down because of COVID. And then in other sectors, the price is just too low. So supply has been taken out in areas such as oil. You know, they're in a great, great position.
Mm-hmm. Blake's bullish on the resources sector. Who would have thought that the banks were cutting dividends and the miners were going to be boosting them? Are you bullish or bearish on the sector?
Certainly bullish into this reporting season. The dividend will look enormous from especially some of the larger names. Cash flow look fantastic and the dividend payout is fantastic. So I think very bullish on that front. Now, there's a few things that when you ask most of managers that you talk to, most of people are probably bullish. So just to be a little bit mindful that we have some of the tail risks now started ticking up. Things like the trade conflict, the geopolitical uncertainty and all of that now will create some of the risk on the horizon for that resources space, because you know we need a global growth to really tick up. In that fragile juncture at this point, you know, if you have start having trade relation issues and geopolitical sensitivities, it will certainly weigh on the sector. So it's just something to watch, but very bullish heading into the reporting season.
Okay. Well, the only thing that's been more bullish than resources has been healthcare. It's been a real sweet spot in the past little while. Has it got ahead of itself?
I think healthcare is, there's a reason it's a bullish sector, because it has delivered that structural growth for many, many, many years. And that growth is underpinned not by global growth, it's actually underpinned by demand for their unique product. So each company has a unique exposure to something special about them, you know, customer coming to them by those products, and that's the only place to get them. So, however, I think healthcare sector is a place at the moment is very interesting, at the very interesting crossroads. Some of them will do very well and others may get lagged behind a little. So the likes of CSL has done an incredible growth over the years. But right now, it actually, because it has done well in terms of share price relative to others, it will be used as a funding source. And earning does look like might be facing a little bit of downgrade at this result. But we bullish the likes of ResMed, for example, or Ramsay Healthcare. We think both of them would deliver good growth. And in the case of Ramsay, is going to, it's going to benefit from the reopening thematic that is going to take place over the next 6 months. And the backlog for private hospital is enormous. So, on these basis, I think overall healthcare got to be selective with what stock it is. And some of them you can do really well. And these are V-shaped recovery companies that you can see in this market.
Okay. Blake, have you got a V, a W, or something else for the healthcare sector, bullish or bearish?
How good's June Bay? Oh, she's fantastic.
Got it covered.
Yeah, she's got it covered. No, I think I'm bearish overall. You do have to be selective. There's a couple of gems in there, but you know, people have just crowded into it because of the defensiveness of the earnings, and now there's a lot in the price.
Okay. Technology, another sector that's been raging along, bullish or bearish?
I'm bearish technology. Still some gems in there, but I'd say overall, with the types of discussions we're seeing out there in the market, EV to TAM, you know, there's just nothing in there for competition. There's nothing in the price for regulation. There's not much in there for the potential for higher rates or a stabilising economy. So, you know, I think overall, I think bearish versus current expectations.
Okay. Finish with you on technology, June Bay, bullish or bearish?
How long do I get? I like technology as a sector, but again, it's stock by stock. I really think the sector, the companies that's been impacted by COVID and yet share price is now probably all-time high, some of those businesses will probably come under a bit of pressure at the reporting season as people now start looking at the profit line, and COVID has impacted some of those businesses, you know, example like Altium, you know, WiseTech and the others. But there are another part of technology sector that actually has been seen as the beneficiary of it. And the earning actually has gone from strength to strength. And I do think these are the companies certainly is going to become some of the brighter light over the next 12, 18 months, because these businesses have this structural uplift in terms of growth outlook. And their end market is essentially enormous. You know, one of the things with equity market we're not very good at is estimate earnings for those companies, because, you know, especially if you're innovative of the company, how do you know what the growth might look? Is it 200-300%? So, you know, and these are the businesses, if you get your earnings right, you know, get your outlooks right and market right, you can make enormous amount of return. That's, of course, it will be volatile, but these are the names where, you know, you do need to do more work and be positioned in them.
Okay. Can you help people stay away from a few potholes? Is there a sector or a part of the market that you think is candidate to disappoint?
Look, I am continue to avoid more travel sector. Look, this doesn't include Sydney Airport. I like Sydney Airport, even though it is kind of travel, because Sydney Airport is a unique infrastructure sort of asset. You know, it's not, the share price is not going to stay here for long. You know, at some point it will be, you know, either bought out or a strategic buyer will come in, just because it's very, very unique asset. But in terms of other travel related sector, could be travel agent and others, I think these companies will go through a prolonged recovery process. It will probably be, you know, sort of prolonged U-shape or L-shape type of recovery. And then their earnings structurally could potentially be much, much lower, you know, over longer term, just because corporates work out, you know, you can save money and time by doing things over Zoom and the like. And we all set up now. We all went to JB Hi-Fi, bought all the computers.
They're so we're structurally challenged.
That's right. So I think there might be a bit of issue for all of those. There's just too much uncertainty for that sector for me to be interested in.
Okay. Junbei's out of travel. Is there an area that you think looks vulnerable, like something to stay away from?
I'll give you one to have a look at,
yep,
if that's okay.
Go for
it. Is that all right? I see a big re-rating opportunity in oil. Okay. You know, everyone's so focused on demand, and demand was very, very tough. But we are seeing it come back slowly. We're seeing a preference for driving, which is good for transport fuel demand. But I think when you look at what's in the equity prices now, people have taken out the growth projects. But the fundamental part about the oil market is that it's a depletive industry and you need new projects to go forward. At $42 a barrel, there's still a lot of pain out there. So two things will happen. Once the market balances, price will rise and the equity analysts in the market will start to reprice some of these growth projects again. So that's one where it's really on the nose, but at $42, it's still not sustainable, and we see upside to some of the oil stocks.
Well, folks, it's going to be an interesting reporting season. One thing you can be guaranteed is that it's going to be at one end or the other. It seems like people have got an opinion, bullish or bearish, on just about every sector.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.